Madison Road, This Little Light of Mine, WWIB, taking me back to 1994. I'll explain why as we start the best 5 minutes of the day with our buddy Jason Cans. Good morning.
Good morning.
Snow on the way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 90% chance of 2 to 4 inches on Thursday night. So you remember what snow is, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, a good friend of mine from Colorado had sent me pictures over the weekend, I think, and she said we're at 19 inches and it's still coming down. We're at 23 inches.
Huh.
So, yeah. So they definitely know snow. I hope they keep most of it over there.
Well, they're going to send some because then again on Sunday, a 70% chance of snow could be heavy at times. That's during the day Sunday. Sunday night, same thing. 70% chance of snow, maybe mixed with rain, could be heavy. Yeah, so we're finally to get some.
Okay. All right.
I don't think for the snowmobilers and everybody, they're like, this is a little late, you know?
Yeah, it is definitely a little late. I think their season might be done.
Yeah. All right, yeah, this little light of mine. So it was Promise Keepers 1994. Joe Stoll was like the head of Moody Bible Institute. He gets done with his talk at the Hoosier Dome at that time in Indianapolis. We were broadcasting on WWIB. Promise Keepers was a big deal then. And at the end of his talk to like 62,000 guys, he has us all sing This Little Light of Mine. How about that? 30 years ago.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's a big group of guys to be singing This Little Light of Mine.
Yep. Okay, well, my apologies. I wanted to share a quote from Rich Stearns, The Hole in Our Gospel, which I thought the book was in the back of my car, and I was not able to find it just moments before going on with you. So.
You do often have a lot of books in the back of your car.
I know,
and,
I do.
And, you know, I think that's maybe preparing you if you're ever, like, in an emergency, if you get stuck in the snow, that sort of thing, at least you have things to read. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those, I mean, when I die, you can all go, he was kind of weird in that way. The thing is,
yeah.
I do love books, but I'm not able to get in my ADHD-ness, not able to actually shut off all offcoming noise and
read
as well as you. And so one of the many things I admire about you is that you're able to, you know, get through more books. So
yeah, I've had a rough start this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a slow start. Our friend Mackenzie, I think yesterday, posted that she finished number 20 yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's far ahead of me, so
yeah.
I need to probably buckle down some.
I mean, we both agree there is reading and there is listening to books. And,
correct, yep.
And so, but still, I kind of marvel at that. Like, I think she's got a full-time job. She's married,
yep.
With children.
With fairly young kids, yep.
She runs.
Yep, a lot, yep.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
She really is able to do a whole lot of things.
There we go. Hopefully she hears this. If not live, then we'll have to reference the podcast for
sure.
It. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got John 15. You know, here's the thing, by the way, as we go through your devotions from Notes from the Upper Room, which you have the devotions and then the book, and we hope people will order both off Amazon. In fact, we even had a WIB listener and his wife. They wanted your autograph for Letters to the Beloved on Saturday at Randy's.
You know,
that was kind of nice.
That was such a treat. You know,
mm-hmm.
To meet people who listen in the morning is great. And then, you know, they pulled out a copy of my book, and that was a
mm-hmm.
surprise and just a wonderful surprise. And I would just say thank you for that. And, you know, we love hearing from people who
mm-hmm.
hear us in the morning because often it's a conversation between you and I.
Right.
And we don't know who's out there. And
exactly.
So that's just great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not even October Connect Month, but we do love hearing from folks. And it is MyCon Cinema Day and Matching Day, and our March Hope and Hoops up to the first $500 will be matched. So there you go. But anyhow, John, 15:4 today, 15:5 tomorrow, and then we're going to skip ahead because some of these other devotions we have shared, and the goal is to get all 129 of them on the air. So John 15:4, Jesus says, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me."
And so I wrote, abiding is a central theme of John 15. Between verses 4 and 10, the word abide appears 10 times. So what does it mean to abide? Abiding has to do with sticking with something. Abiding does not necessarily suggest action, but rather staying put. In other words, to abide is to persevere. When Jesus told his disciples to abide, he was telling them, remain in me. Stay connected to the true vine. That is your purpose. The image of the vine and the branches is important because no one imagines a branch getting fed up with the vine and walking away, thinking that it can do better on its own. In order to remain healthy and produce fruit, the branch must simply remain connected to the vine. The opening part of John 15:4, abide in me and I in you, points to our union with Christ. We are in Christ and Christ is in us. The reality of our union with him shapes everything about us. Do we allow it to inform how we view our salvation and sanctification? Each of us, if we profess Christ, are called to remain connected to Jesus, the true vine. We are called to remember our union with him.
Mm-hmm. I've got Matt Redman, abide with me, ready to go. So give me a final thought here.
Yeah, so the prayer says, Jesus, you told me through your word about the necessity of remaining connected with you, but so often I try to go off on my own. Help me to understand that branches cannot survive apart from the vine. If I'm removed from you, I will die. Help me by your spirit to abide in you as you abide in me.
Amen. All right. May we be as productive as Mackenzie today. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIV. Jason Gray, a place for me. And I saw on Facebook he's going to be traveling, doing Christmas shows with Point of Grace, and they're working on a Christmas song. The guy is so busy.
He is.
He's so prolific.
So you saw the same post I did where he said he felt like the wonderful ladies from Point of Grace had a lot of maternal instincts because they kept trying to feed him cookies while they were writing the songs. I can't. That sounds like a great Christmas tour. I hope that comes this direction.
I thought they were trying to feed him Christmas cookies to kind of comfort him after he got knocked out by Skillet in our CCM song tournament.
Yeah, that could be. I'm sure that was weighing heavy on him.
All right, WWIB, and we've got two great songs squaring off against each other in our WIB Song Showdown, our tournament here, as Rose and Phillips nominating Ben Fuller gets a 25 seed, and Destiny and Jim Falls going with For King and Country. And how about their songs, Caleb?
So Ben Fuller with the song He Found Me, and For King and Country, What Are We Waiting For?
Before we get to the weather, we've got that $500 matching pledge and the big grand prize drawing for the Mycon family movie package that includes, everything you'd want. Movie tickets and a pizza party, soda, popcorn. Up to 8 people at Mycon Cinemas, and we got a lot of help from your hometown at Rice Lake, didn't we?
Yeah, thank you to Stu and Nadine for a generous $125 flat pledge. Also to Badger Steel in Rice Lake for a $200 flat pledge. Our guest shooter is Dave Stasek from our sales and marketing team here at WWIB. He'll be shooting at 8:45, so rally behind him. Get yourself in the drawing for that wonderful Mycon pizza and movie party as well for up to 8 people. You can text 715-396-1670 or go to wwib.com/hope per shot made, per shot missed, or a flat amount. And we're trying to get to at least $500 as soon as possible because we have that anonymous donor who's pledged to match the first $500 given today, and we are well on the way.
All right, so it was Rose and Phillips going with Ben Fuller, and Destiny and Jim Falls with For King and Country, and who moves on?
The winner is For King and Country. They move on. A lot of support for Ben Fuller, but For King and Country, a very strong duo, and they move into the second round.
People saw the bracket, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group yesterday. They see that For King and Country moving on to face We the Kingdom when we start the second round. All right, let's do another CCM song showdown. It's 8:18. It's already gone live in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, where we posted the bracket yesterday, but add that For King and Country advancing over Ben Fuller last hour. Who do we got this time?
So this time we have Go Fish, nominated by Keith, with the song Rise and Shine, against Mercy Me with the song Always Only Jesus.
All right, so Rise and Shine it is to get going first, and then Mercy Me, obviously one of the higher seeds. They've never won the tournament. They'd love to win it this year. Here we go. 715-396-1670 or the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group for your votes. Go Fish first. But midway through our voting in Go Fish versus Mercy Me, and, you know, some from the outside looking in may say this is like a 16 versus a 1 and one of the big college tournaments, but Go Fish holding their own.
Yeah, so you can continue to vote through 8:45 a.m. at 715-396-1670. That's also where you can pledge for Hope and Hoops. Bonus votes in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and not a ton of people taking advantage of that yet so far for this round. Usually people do, so that could certainly sway things as well. People who say, well, man, I can vote twice.
All right, so Mercy Me's continued to garner some votes here on the tech side at 715-396-1670. Maybe a Go Fish has slipped in as well, but boy, it's a heavyweight battle there for Go Fish. I mean, a lot of credit to them for just taking on the challenge.
Yeah, not easy to get out of the first round, no. And especially when you have, I would say a potential champion
right.
going up against. So Go Fish trying to do their best to hold their own, but I certainly have Mercy Me out to a sizable lead, counting up votes in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group right now.
The buzz I've heard outside of the tournament is Mercy Me is one of the best groups that's not won the tournament.
True, yeah. And can they finally break through?
I know.
So
that's the question. Breaking news in our CCM song tournament as Go Fish with group votes of 4, 4, and 5, and the text line has gone in front by 12 on that side with just a couple minutes left.
Yeah, so again, those family votes, we just ask you to be honest about that and actually survey your family, but we do count family votes. So is Mercy Me going to get surprised at the buzzer here? 715-396-1670 to vote by text, 715-396-1670. You get a bonus vote in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group as well through 745. Go Fish, rise and shine against Mercy Me, always only Jesus.
We'll let you know how it turns out. It was billed as kind of a mismatch, if you will. Mercy Me against Go Fish. Go Fish went first with Rise and Shine, nominated by Keith and Owen, and Mark in Chippewa Falls going with Mercy Me, and we've counted the ballots, the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group and text line, and the winner is
Go Fish
in a stunner. Winning by 9 on the text side, and you said it was pretty even on the Facebook.
Yeah, pretty much dead even over here.
So again, some big family votes near the very end. That made the difference, really, all the difference there. In that one. So Go Fish, moving on. Congratulations to Keith. Still eligible for those We Are Messenger tickets. And boy, our consolation out to our friend Mark with Mercy Me. Some people thought this was the year for them to win it. It was not.
They're going to have to wait another year. I mean, like I know, Purdue and Virginia getting shocked by a 16 seed. That's kind of what this feels equivalent to.
It does. All right, and so our guest shooter is Dave Stasek. We've seen him practicing a time or two, and he's on the mic here just for a second. Dave, how you feeling?
Wow, you know, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm a little up in the air here. I was practicing on the court here a little bit late yesterday afternoon with my soft touch shot, and it was going good. And then somebody on staff gave me this new thing, the backboard is your friend.
Yeah.
So I tried some backboard shots this morning, so my mind's a little bit boggled right now, but I'm ready to go for it.
All right, we're going to fire up the music, and thanks to all of our supporters. I know Cal and Jump River, that 25 per made basket.
Oh, we didn't tell Dave about that. Yeah. So you get to take a sixth shot, Dave, because Cal says $25 per made basket, but everything doubles if you make the sixth.
Yeah. So.
So there you go.
All right.
He's all right. Have first shot
Caleb
for Dave.
Got the play-by-play.
The right-hander. Dave on the way with the first one. A little bit too strong. Got that morning muscle going. Second shot on the way, off the back rim. All right, going for the first make on the third shot here. There it is, off the back rim again. They're very consistent. All right, fourth shot here. Fourth shot on the way, splashed it. Straight on, straight in for Dave. Now going for 2 out of 5.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah. There you go, another swish. All right, so I'd say pick one of those last two for your sixth shot because they still have the doubler here. Here's the sixth shot on the way off the front rim, and no. So 2 for 5, 2 for 6, but 2 out of 5, 40%. Mm-hmm. As we've said, shooting from 3 is a very respectable percentage, shooting 40%. So
I could relate to your first 3 misses, having struggled earlier today. But, hey, you pulled through. You pulled out of that, and you got those 4th and 5th shots. So way to go on that.
Again, well, thanks.
That rim is just, if you touch any part of the rim, it is such rigid plastic, it's really difficult to get a nice bounce there. So, well done, Dave.
His daughter and granddaughter are on the scene, so he's getting great support, and so congratulations, and thank you, Dave. And again, no drawing now, but after 4:45 with Dawson, after he or his guest shooter goes, that big drawing for the pizza party at Mycon Cinemas, family movie and pizza party. All on the line. So keep those pledges coming in for the afternoon shooter, 396-1670.